And now to Day Today's Madeline Brand, who spoke earlier with the attorney who won this case before the Supreme Court, Seth Waxman.
Seth Waxman, what does this decision mean for your client, Christopher Simmons, who is now, I believe, 27 years old?
Well, it means that he will not be executed for the crime that he committed, because the court has now held that the Eighth Amendment proscription against cruel and unusual punishment prohibits, no matter what the circumstances are, the execution of an offender who committed a capital crime prior to his or her 18th birthday.
So he'll spend the rest of his life in prison instead?
I believe so. I'm not sufficiently cognizant of Missouri rules to know whether he has life without the possibility of parole or whether there is some parole possibility.
What were your arguments before the court? And as you peruse the decision today, which of those did the court cite and which ones swayed the majority of the court?
Well, the principal argument that we were making is that because the Supreme Court has held on many occasions that the death penalty is such an extraordinary punishment that it must be, as a constitutional matter, be reserved for what the court calls the very worst of the worst. Adolescents, that is, persons who are under 18 years old for a variety of developmental reasons that both neurological science and social science has now confirmed in a very dramatic way, do not have the kind of fixed characters that allow a jury to conclude with any degree of certainty or confidence that a horrible crime committed represented a characterological rather than possibly a developmental phenomenon.
But when you're relying on medical and scientific evidence in terms of brain functioning and ability to be cognizant and understand the nature of the crimes, you know, how can you argue that there's a difference between 17 years and 11 months versus 18 years old?
Well, you can't, of course, but the Eighth Amendment requires that a line be drawn somewhere, and it was important in our argument, and I think very important to a majority of the court, that almost universally, 18 is the age at which states across the country draw the line between adolescence and adulthood for a stunning number of decisions. What age you can drive at without your parents' consent, when you can marry, when you can sign contracts. A line has to be drawn somewhere. The only issue in this case ever was, where is the line best drawn?
During arguments last fall, Justice Anthony Kennedy indicated that he was troubled by the idea that if the death penalty were outlawed for people who are 17 years old, that could possibly induce them to commit worse crimes. Given the fact that he authored today's decision overturning the death penalty for minors, were you surprised by his decision and by the court's decision in general?
I am very gratified by the court's decision. The notion that, in light of today's decision, somebody who's 17 and a half years old is going to say, well, now I can go out on a rampage because I can't be executed. I can only be confined for the rest of my long life. It's worth considering, but I don't think that it is something that is likely to be consequential. I certainly hope not.
Seth Waxman successfully argued before the U.S. Supreme Court to abolish the death penalty for juveniles. He is a former U.S. Solicitor General. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.